This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Vision.
Heart of the community.
The next idea.
Getting cities right will be very, very important, not just for the recovery, but for the long-term sustained growth.
A survey of local government leaders across Michigan finds they are not happy with state government. The latest Michigan Public Policy Survey conducted by the University of Michigan heard from officials in more than 1,300 cities, counties, townships, and villages. Among the survey results, 56% feel the system of funding Michigan's local governments negatively impacts the state-local relations. 67% says the state holds local jurisdictions to a higher standard than it holds itself. And 70% of local leaders feel the state is taking away too much authority from local governments. Most local governments are struggling financially, some worse than others. Part of it's due to the recession and the fall in real estate tax revenues and the cut the legislature has made in revenue sharing, that part of the state sales tax where the legislature has some discretion. A research group has been looking at ways local governments might band together to save money, since money is short. Joining me now for our next idea segment is Eric Lufer. He is president of Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Let's start with some background. The economy has been recovering. Why are local governments kind of lagging behind in that recovery?
The way our property tax system is set up, back in 1994 when we restructured financing of schools, we also put in place a system called the taxable value method of valuing property for taxation. And that method doesn't allow the property assessment, the property value for purposes of taxation, to grow with the value of the property. It is only growing at the rate of inflation, which we know for the last 23 years now has been in the neighborhood of 1.5% to 2%.
I want to make sure we get this clear. Property values can drop and the assessments can drop as fast as the economy dictates.
And they did.
But recovering, there's a cap.
Right. So, you know, you go back to what we call the Great Recession, the recession that started in 2007, ran to 2009, one of the most severe since the Great Depression, hit property values very hard, especially in southeast Michigan, sort of along the I-75 corridor running up to Bay City and Midland. So there's this area where a lot of people live, the government serving them. They've been hit very hard by this. And the property values in some places are half of what they were, some, you know, a third of what it was before. They lost two-thirds of their property value. Property values for purposes of taxation were allowed to free fall. That's what our Constitution says they should do. But now in coming back, they're inching their way back. And while the economy has rebounded and people are reinvesting in homes and businesses and startups are creating value in a property, but for purposes of taxation, they're not capturing that. And our system's really broken in ways of finding revenue for our governments to operate.
That leads us to your report. It suggests instead of every city, village, and township having its own road repair crew, a fleet of trucks and snowplows, its own payroll and record systems, that they share that cost by cooperating regionally and, in this case, using the county government as the regional supplier of services. So how will that save money?
Well, it'll save money because we create what we call economies of scale in the world of economics, that we take things that are very expensive, whether those are fire trucks or the DPW trucks or libraries or, you know, whatever. These are what we call capitally intensive costs. Or we have instances where the people providing the service are very expensive. Legal cost, accountants, people who have had to get high levels of training, and now that they have that, they can garner a high wage. So good for them, but it costs a lot. And when we look at how many local units of government we have in Michigan, many of them very small, either in geography or in population, we just don't have the ability to pay all these people or pay for each of these very expensive goods on an individual basis. So by spreading that cost over a wider number of people, a wider geography, a bigger tax base, we're able to maintain the services but spread, you know, share the cost.
So let's say we do that. We decide that there's going to be one police force that's operated by the sheriff. We're going to have one fire department that's countywide. We're going to have a road crew that does not only the county roads, but the cities and the township roads and everything. Beyond saving money, what are the implications of something like that?
You know, the devil's in the details, but to me, we can work that out and we can do it without being threatening to the individual identity of any community. So when we looked at the cost of a police department, for instance, you have the officers patrolling the streets, pulling people over for speeding or responding to accidents. That's a minor part of the cost of operating a police department. A lot of cost goes into the specialty units of drug enforcement or crime scene investigation, stolen car units, whatever you have, and the administrative cost behind that. So by consolidating that cost into a single unit, now if we want to have blue police cars in Ann Arbor and red police cars in Ypsilanti and brown police cars in Saline, it just doesn't matter. You know, we can have those people there. We can have them there on a permanent basis, learning the culture and the identity of the communities, being able to respond to them, but we're identifying the real cost of those services and defraying that cost, regionalizing that cost to the benefit of everyone.
As it stands right now, the counties don't have that kind of a budget to take on all that additional work. How would they pay for that?
So there's a number of options to do that. In Michigan, we have something called state revenue sharing. Typically, that's funneled primarily to the cities and villages and townships in the state. One method of funding the counties would be to divert that money away from the local governments and funnel it to the county. So now they have
a lot of
resources.
Mayors screaming right now.
Well, but we're relieving them a lot of cost of doing things. So yes, you're losing revenue, but you're also losing a lot of cost in doing that. And whether you know people like it or not, we have the issue that we're going to have to think about other ways of raising revenue to fund local government. When you look at other states, they have local option sales taxes, regional income taxes, cigarette, gasoline, vehicle registration. There's a number of things that other states do that we're simply not doing here in Michigan. And as we started off, our property tax system is broke. So the question then comes back, do we want 1,700 cities and townships in the state each levying a tax at individual rates? You can just imagine the confusion that would create and the disincentives to charge gas one price on one corner and another price on another.
Although a lot of states do it that way.
But we could do it better if we did this on a countywide basis.
So municipal taxes differ. Some cities have income taxes. How do you make sure that each village, each city, each township is paying its fair share for the services it would get from the county?
So there's two ways to do this. One is to have each individual government ask for the services that would benefit them. And then there would be some money exchange between the local government and the county that's doing it. Or we can take a drastic step, but an improved step, and move things to the county level and have them provide the service. Then the question isn't whether each individual government is funding its fair share, but whether each government is properly served. Part of what we have in Michigan, because of our differences in where people have lived and where development has occurred, not every government is equally endowed with the ability to pay for services. So if you look at Oakland County, we have Pontiac right next to West Bloomfield. We have Inkster right next to Dearborn. Both need services. Both are going to consume some basic services, but not an equal ability to pay for them. So by regionalizing the services, we're going to make sure that all of our residents in the state have equal opportunity for public safety, for the health of the family and the children being raised, and we're going to do it in a way that the cost is spread.
So this would dramatically shift political power at the local level. Suddenly the county board's a lot more important than the city council. The townships, I'm not even sure what role the townships would have at all. About everything the townships do now are instead done by the counties. I would expect there'd be a lot of resistance by local officials to this idea that the CRC in its paper is suggesting.
Many of these issues have come up before, and there has been tremendous pushback. People get up in arms, and they're threatened by this. We put this paper out at the very end of March, but we have gotten very little pushback. I think the economics of running local government have changed sufficiently that people, our local government leaders, cannot cling to the way they've done things in the past, and they're willing to think about new ways of doing things.
Actually, the governor, Rick Snyder, has pressured municipalities to share services in a less formal way than what you're talking about. So do you think the legislature and the governor might be receptive to this plan, or have you heard from them?
I have not heard from them. And certainly, I think this would be something that they're receptive to. They're always looking for ways for local governments to be more efficient. That means that there's less pressure on state revenue sharing and they can use resources for other purposes. I caution, though, that there's a big difference between the Keweenaw Peninsula and Detroit and Wayne County. So what fits in one part of the state might not fit in another part of the state. Some of these things could be done at the state level and create the structure for this to happen. But this is going to work best if it's from the bottom up. If the townships and cities are thinking about what's in their interest and working with county commissions to create a structure that fits their circumstances. So Wayne County might look different than Kent County might look different than Iosco County. And that's okay.
That's Eric Lufer. He's the president of Citizens Research Council of Michigan. The paper that we've been talking about is titled Counties in Michigan, an Exercise and Regional Government. And you can find that at crcmich.org. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.